Watcher, and welcome. It's Mike Wynn, but more importantly, it's the real enjoyment of jazz. And we're going to start with a quintet where the leader is the least well-known of the five. Quintet plus a 16-person string ensemble. I should have said this 1962 Red Anchor LP is called Strings by Candlelight. Some of the songs are swamped by strings. Well, all are, really. We heard A Message from Boise, written by a teacher, Robert Boise Lowry, who was also the musical mentor of Vibes man Lem Winchester and the immortal Clifford Brown. The leader of the quintet is the violinist Joe Kennedy, on one of his rare visits to a recording studio. I know of only three of his albums. So if he's the least well-known muso in the group, here are the big names. Kenny Burrell, guitar, Hank Jones, piano, The Judge, Milt Hinton, bass, and Ozzie Johnson, drums. I've just found a new Kenny Drew album, and by that I don't mean brand new, but new to me. I thought I had all of them, and delight of delights, I've found this one. A listening suggestion in advance. The bassist is NHOP. I've got this on a Japanese alpha album called Evergreen, so yes, all the liner notes are in Japanese. Recorded at the Easy Sound Studio, Copenhagen, June 91. Kenny Drew, pianist and leader, Niels Henning, Åsted Pedersen, bass and Alvin Queen, drums. That was Moonlight Sonata, written by a certain Ludwig van Beethoven. I really ought to play you an NOP number every week. His bass playing is instantly recognisable. Impresario, promoter, record label owner, record producer Norman Granz certainly knew how to throw a group of big names together. And here's a perfect example.
Thank you.
This Verve album is called Coleman Hawkins Encounters Ben Webster, so that tells us the tenor players. But Norman Granz has the then Oscar Peterson Quartet as the rhythm section. Oscar on piano, of course, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass and Alvin Stoller drums. Oddly, it's a week for drummers called Alvin. This is October 57, a truly amazing lineup. So no wonder Prisoner of Love sounded that good. I've got the reissued CD in front of me, so I'm going to mess up this week's playlist by playing you the bonus track from this CD. It wasn't on the original LP, and it just shows that even with this stellar cast of musos, it still takes some time to get it just right. The voice is Norman Granz on this outtake of Blues for Yolande.
21764, Blues take one. That's the best way to get them. Go on, Oscar, watch me. Oh, Coleman. You're off mic, Coleman. You gotta get right into that mic. All right, let's start again. 21764, take two.
Hey, wait just one minute now.
Let's go. Roll them. 21764, take two. Here we go. 21764, take three.
Awesome, and each of these jazz giants is perfectly content to restart take after take to get everything right, even if the only problem is that one of them is a little too far from the microphone. A brilliant insight into the recording session. They did, of course, perfect it, as the nearly 7-minute master of Blues for Yolande is on both the LP and the CD. Next, we're off to Jamaica.
We'll be right back.
The leader is Ivan Joe Jones, usually referred to as Boogaloo Joe Jones, and he is the leader and guitarist on this September 75 recording at the Sound Room Studio, Upper Derby, Pennsylvania. It's again on a Japanese label, Yoko this time, and yes, the liner notes don't make much sense to me. That was Jamaica Farewell, the other musos being Ellsworth Gooding on tenor, Charles Bowen alto, Bobby Knowles Hammond B3, Bud Kelly drums, and on percussion, Verdun Turk Banks and James Valerio III. The album is called Sweetback, and the cover photo is of the back of an attractive young lady. It's Ellington time. And it's a week for bonus tracks. That's another bonus track from a CD reissue. The original Columbia LP, Piano in the Background, was recorded in June 1960, but as part of Duke Ellington's centennial, Columbia reissued all the LPs that they'd recorded with the Duke as CDs, but with added bonus tracks. In this case, it was George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland, and it was the alternate take. Oddly, though, the master of Lullaby was also not on the original LP. Both the master and the alternate are here in the bonus section, and both are well worth a listen. The main soloists were Paul Gonsalves, tenor, Willie Cook, trumpet, and Sam Woodyard, drums. As ever, the real star of the album is the entire orchestra, without doubt the best big band of all time. We're off to Germany now with Chet Baker. recorded April 1988 at the Funkhaus Hanover in what was then West Germany. It's the world-renowned NDR big band based in Hanover with the Hanover Radio Orchestra as well. Chet Baker misses the first rehearsal. Security wouldn't let him into the building. He does eventually get in, but the musos by now have all gone home, so he plays against their tapes, sits out the second day of rehearsals to preserve his chops, and then he's quite brilliant at the gig. But it was to be his last, sadly. He was found dead in Amsterdam just 2 weeks later. Chet was on great form at this concert. He was talking of buying a small house outside Paris and getting away from his endless one-nighters. But, tragically, it wasn't to be. We have this Enja album to remember him by. Here's another Sonorama album. Again, Sonorama of Germany have dug up previously unreleased songs, in this case all jazzy soundtracks of the, according to the title of this album, Jazz Soundtracks, original music from the arthouse films of Hans-Jürgen Poland, 1962-67. Phew! Hungarian-born guitarist Attila Zola recorded this in Berlin in 66. There are three different recording sessions on this album, as the films were released in 62, 66 and 67, and these unreleased tracks were found in Poland's archives after he died. Hans-Jürgen Poland was a jazz fan, and he commissioned Zola to compose and play for all of his films in this period. We heard Pilenz from the film Cat and Mouse. Cats und Maus was the original title, it says here. Sadly, the other excellent musos are all unknown. A prestige LP now. This song is called The Viper.
Thank you.
Recorded live at the Five Spot in New York, October 66, this prestige LP has the self-explanatory title of Charles McPherson, The Quintet Live. The altoist McPherson wrote that song, The Viper. Lonnie Hillier is on trumpet, and McPherson and Hillier had been together in variously sized Charles Mingus groups before this recording session. The coach, Barry Harris, was at the piano, Ray McKinney bass, and Billy Higgins drums. The liner notes call The Viper, quote, a funky rocker. McPherson plays some dirty alto, and Hillier smears a few. It's a snake dance that goes up in smoke, unquote. By the way, this was the second location of the Five Spot. In the 50s, the original place, which wasn't very far away, was famous for the Thelonious Monk residences. This next group called themselves the Washington Guitar Quintet. Recorded at Penny Lane Studios, New York, May 92. That wasn't actually the Washington Guitar Quintet, as they take the first 11 tracks of this 15-track Concord CD. The constant throughout the 15 songs is the magical Charlie Bird. Yes, with four other guitarists on the first 11, and then yet another two guitarists help him out on the last four songs. We heard Cavatina, theme from The Deer Hunter, as you well know. Just Charlie Bird and Carlos Barboza Lima. Cavatina has been recorded a squillion times, yet it still can tug at the heartstrings when played as beautifully as that. Did you know that on a clear day... July 68 London recording session, a first-time outing on the real enjoyment for flutist, flautist Harold McNair. He came to the UK from the West Indies. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica, and he came with fellow expats Joe Harriott, Shake Keen, Harry Beckett, Dizzy Reese. McNair was a good-looking version of blues man Paul Jones from the Manfred Mann Group. Yes, that good-looking. He also played alto and, on a clear day, tenor as well as flute. The pianist, the great Bill Lesage, Spike Healy bass and Tony Carr drums. Unfortunately, I had to fade that out a bit early. Well, very early, in fact, as it was becoming crackly. But that's no bad thing, as we're now going to hear more of our closer, perhaps all of it. It's Eric Allinson. Allinson is the leader and on tenor here. John Bailey, trumpet. Jesse Jones, junior alto. Dr. Lonnie Smith, Hammond B3. Dennis Marks, bass. Kenny Berger, drums. Recorded in West Palm Beach, Florida, July 97 for Contemporary Records. Sitting In.
Thank you.
huge thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed all this week's numbers, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.